generál by štát strávil tam jen v útele. Svého hlubu dává jen dodat
Just find out what I know, what time the RT can be.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Tat Kachana Gaurangi, Radhe Vrindavaneshwari, Vrishabhanu Sute Devi, Pranamami Hare Priye. We've been hearing some very profound words for our great benefit. And we were just hearing how these pastimes of Radha and Krishna, for people on the material platform, it's very difficult. Actually, it's not even very difficult. It's just impossible for them to truly digest that. Of course, that doesn't mean, as we mentioned this morning, doesn't mean we should boycott, as Prabhupada put it, boycott the gopis. Doesn't mean we should boycott, but we should just tread very carefully. Srila Jiva Goswami, he uses the term, it's a very interesting term, in describing, characterizing the pastimes in general, actually, of Krishna in Vrindavan, but of those pastimes most particularly
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Most particularly the pastimes of Radha Krishna, but all the pastimes that go on there in Vrindavan. They're very transcendental, and we are very untranscendental. So there's literally a world of difference. And Jiva Goswami, he utilizes one term which puts it very nicely, Vibrama Vilas. Vilas means pastimes, wonderful pastimes. Brahma means confusing, or like that, confusing, unclear. And Vibrama means very confusing. So Vibrama Vilas, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati discusses this term and the implications of it in Brahma Samhita. And the way he puts it, of course his use of English is very special, very high, but the way he translates Vibrama Vilas, he says it means amazing pastimes through the medium of apparent error. This is how he translates Vibrama Vilas. Amazing pastimes, but through the medium of apparent error. It seems something is wrong. Actually, it seems perhaps that many things are wrong. But this is what makes everything so special and extraordinary. This is what makes everything so amazing. That apparently Srimati Radharani is married. And Krishna, and not to Krishna. But still they are meeting, and so many things are going on, and it's so deep and so intense. It's just, We have no experience of that at all, just some little perverted reflection. But this is what makes it so amazing. Just like the pastimes in Dwarka, Radharani expands it as Satyabhama, Chandravali as Rukmini, Krishna is there as Dwarka Krishna. He's married now to all these girls. And of course, seeing them married, there's so many formalities involved, and they have to be together, even if they don't want to be, they have to be. But in Vrindavan, it seems otherwise, that they shouldn't be together. They shouldn't be. It seems like it's wrong. But this is what makes everything so wonderful and so amazing. This morning we got about half or two-thirds or so of the way through describing one pastime, which I think many of you are a little aware of Krishna adopting the disguise of Abhimanyu, who is the apparent wife of Srimati Radharani. So, but that Abhimanyu, it seems something is wrong. How could Radharani be married? She is eternally Krishna's. She is his pleasure potency. How could she be married to someone else? It seems something is wrong. And then from the other point of view, if you say, well, she's married, but here's Krishna trying to meet with her, then that seems wrong too. But because the spiritual energy is working in these amazing ways for the pleasure of Krishna, everything is geared and arranged for the pleasure of Krishna. So wonderful things happen, but through this medium of apparent error, so many things seem to be wrong, but that's what makes it very special. So Jiva Goswami discusses this at length in Srila Bhaktisiddhanta. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he gives then, throws a slightly different light on it, to show that behind the scenes on the platform of transcendental reality, behind the scenes, it's not really wrong. Because who is that Abhimanyu who Radharani is apparently married to? Who is this person who's trying to steal away Radharani? Can you imagine? We're all here in the material world because we're trying to steal something away from Krishna. A few paisa, a little house, one of his eternal devotees, but now we're trying to make that eternal devotee our eternal devotee as our husband or wife, and then a few others, a few children, and they're all Krishna's eternal devotees, but we're trying to steal them. But who is this Abhimanyu who's apparently trying to steal Radharani? Now that's really a rebellious conditioned soul, isn't it? But no, it's not. Srila Vishnath Chakravarti Thakur explains that Abhimanyu is actually a special expansion of Krishna. He's not just some bizarre conditioned soul trying to steal away the Lord's eternal consort. He's a special incarnation of Krishna. Vishnath Chakravarti Thakur says he is an incarnation of Krishna's shadow. And if you see pictures of him, you'll see he looks something like Krishna. He's also darkish skinned like that. He looks very mischievous, but he's an expansion of Krishna. So it's not really wrong. It looks wrong. But if you able to see behind the scenes or through the eyes of the great acharyas who understand and see, oh, actually it's not really wrong. It's not really so wrong. It's just a special arrangement for the pastimes. In order to enhance the pastimes, those gopis are apparently married to some other men. I mean, some of them at least, some number of them. But they're all expansions of Srimati Radharani. In other words, because Srimati Radharani is Krishna's pleasure potency, they're also part of Krishna's pleasure potency. So they're actually part and parcel of Krishna directly. So in this way, they're eternally connected, irrevocably, with Krishna. So who is wrong? Krishna, who's trying to meet with them at night or any time he can, or the so-called husbands. Actually, they're the ones really who are wrong, because they're trying to lay claim to those most intimate dear devotees of the Lord who are, in so many cases, manifestations of himself. Different forms of himself, parts of his actual personality, who he has just put outside of himself for the sake of his pastimes. So it's all a little difficult to it's incomprehensible for the conditioned souls. As soon as they get into this, they become bewildered. Srila Prabhupada was once at some sort of gathering where there were a lot of academics and Sanskritists, Sanskrit scholars. And one Sanskrit scholar approached Prabhupada and with a sort of knowing wink, he mentioned some very elevated book of Krishna's pastimes, like, actually I can't remember exactly what, perhaps Krishna Karna Rita, something like that, which we don't have available, we don't make available. It's just too elevated for us, even for the majority, for so many devotees. What to speak of non-devotees? So this man came, well, because it's full of these intimate exchanges between Radha and Krishna. So this man came and said to Prabhupada, oh yes, this Krishna Karanamrita, it's no book for a brahmachari. So the Prabhupada said, actually, only brahmacharis should read it. Meaning, brahmachari, brahma refers to transcendence, and chari or achari means one whose life is on the transcendental platform, actually. Yeah. So such a transcendentalist, he may be able to go deeply into these very profound and exalted pastimes of Radha and Krishna. There's another book called Govinda Lilamrita, very exalted and very, so many pastimes, but particularly so very intimate pastimes of Lord Krishna and Srimati Radharani. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, in his younger days, when his father Bhaktivinoda Thakur was present, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, who was of course on the transcendental platform, he said to Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he said, this is such a wonderful book, I would like to print it and distribute it, such a glorious book about Radha and Krishna. Is that okay? He asked his father and spiritual authority, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, is that all right? Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, yes, that's fine. Print one copy and keep it yourself. So, highly exalted, transcendental subject matters, and very difficult to comprehend because it's easy to get cut. Some offense can arise because of misconception and being exposed to something that one cannot transcendentally digest. Having said that, I did say earlier this morning or early afternoon that we would finish explaining this little pastime that we started explaining. So I think we should do that. You think that's okay?
Okay.
He says it's okay.
Buckle pop.
Anyway. Can you see?
I was hoping you'd run the other one.
So, well, we were telling this pastime, and it's the pastime told by Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, which is the story, as we mentioned, of when Krishna adopted the guise, the disguise of Abhimanyu, who is Srimati Radharani's so-called husband, as we said, actually a form of Krishna, although that's, you know, like a deeper understanding in a sense of what's going on. So there they were, just to recap a little, that Kutila, the sister of Abhimanyu and daughter of Jatila, the famous Jatila, who loves Radharani so much, but in such a special transcendental way that she apparently doesn't like Krishna. Apparently. But she loves Radharani so much, we see there's another pastime in which Radharani is apparently bitten by a snake, and the snake tells Jatila that the reason I bit Radharani is because I want to cause you pain. And Jatila says, just kill me. Just kill me, it's all right, but let her live. Let her live. Just kill me. And the snake says, no, I want you to suffer more. That's why I'm killing her, because I know you'll suffer more if she dies than if you die. Anyway, Jatila is a very deep person. But on the surface, she appears like the original cranky mother-in-law. Yeah. So Kutila, the daughter, became aware that there was a conspiracy between Radha and Krishna to meet by the Yamuna, and in fact they met. And she almost caught them, but she didn't catch them, and then Krishna disguised himself as Abhimanyu and spoke with her and said, I will go and call the army to arrest Krishna for meeting with my wife, Radharani, and you go home. So then, later Krishna came to the home, and Krishna said, you know what? Well, I called the army, they'll be here in a little while to arrest Krishna, but have you heard that Krishna has disguised himself as me? And this was Krishna speaking here, disguised as Abhimanyu. So Krishna is now telling Jatila and Kutila that, have you heard this? Krishna has disguised himself as me, and he is going to come back here at the time I normally come home, just as if he is me, and try and take advantage of Radharani again. So he told them, you should get up on the roof over the doorway, make big balls of cow dung and earth, and when he comes to the door, just throw them on his head and abuse him verbally. Just tell him what you really think. And tell him that you know who he is. Just tell him, we know who you are, you're Krishna. And then Krishna disguised as Abhimanyu, Krishna disguised as Abhimanyu, said that he will undoubtedly try to trick you by saying that he is me, that he is Abhimanyu. But that will just prove that he's a big rascal. So throw more on him. So, and then Krishna, disguised as Abhimanyu, said, in the meantime, I will take Radharani to her private quarters and protect her there. Lock the door from the inside. So they said, Jatila Kutila said, oh, what a good idea. What a good idea. So they did that. They got up on the roof over, just over the doorway. The real Abhimanyu came back at the normal time in the afternoon. Suddenly, smash! Bang! These big cowl dung and dirt balls, just like cannonballs, landed on his head and knocked him to the ground. Now he's looking up. It's his mother and sister. But now they're shouting at them, as if, we know who you are. You're Krishna! Abhimanyu. So what do you mean, I'm Krishna? Look at me, I'm Abhimanyu. Of course, look. And they said, we knew you'd say that. And they threw more cow dung and dirt balls on his head. And Abhimanyu thought, oh, my mother and sister have become possessed by ghosts. Some muti. And he said, I'm going to go to Mathura and call the exorcist. So away he went. And actually, Srila Prabhupada refers and tells the story briefly in Nectar of Devotion, and if you look there, you'll see there's a picture of this. The end of this pastime. Jatila is chasing the real Abhimanyu away. And Krishna, disguised as Abhimanyu, is laughing in the background. And the gopis are laughing. That picture's there. Nectar of Devotion. So then Krishna did his duty very nicely. He stayed there and protected Srimati Radharani privately. They enjoyed all sorts of wonderful transcendental pastimes. Yes, so this is all Vibhrama Vilas. Amazing pastimes, but through the medium of apparent error, or many apparent errors, it seems unreal. So many things are wrong, but in this way it becomes very glorious. So glorious. So wonderful. Just like, well, sometimes you